Beecher and Associates, this is Bob Beecher.
Yes, my name is Latoya, and I'm calling back from customer support. There was a number left for us to call back. Maybe you needed some assistance on your account.
Yes, Latoya, thank you very much for calling me back. Customer service is a very tough job, and if you haven't done it, you have no idea.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is, but I enjoy it. Love
well,
talking
good,
to different
good.
People.
The reason I called is I had a charge. I bought a couple things from the Intense Tech, and which is fine, but I have a charge on my account from November 7th for $67.32, and I don't have any emails, any receipts, anything that identifies what that was. And I've been trying to call and get a hold of you guys. I think we've played telephone tag a few times where I called and waited for the call, but then I had to go or I was on the phone when you called back.
Mm-hmm.
So I did put in a thing with my credit card company challenging the charge until I can find out what this is about.
Yes, sir.
So what do you need from me to identify? You need my email address?
Actually, if you provide me with your zip code, I could possibly generate it from that.
Perfect. It's 92375. And again, my name is Robert Beecher, spelled B as in boy, I-C-H-E-R.
All right. Let's see what we got. So that did not bring back. Somebody else has that. Yeah, a lot of people live around the area where you are. Let's see. Let's try this. Let's see if this generates your... There you are. And for security verification, what's that address?
The mailing address is P.O. Box 7010, Redlands, California, 92375. And I use that for almost everything because I've had mail stolen out of my box repeatedly.
So do you have a different address?
Yes, I have a street address of 1220 Monta Vista Drive, Redlands, California, 92373.
Okay, yeah, that's the one we have on file. So I'm just waiting on it to stop circling so I can see what's going on with your account.
Yeah, I know, I'm familiar with that computer circling.
Oh, man. It doesn't matter how much good internet you have or anything. It's still just, too much. Okay, so let's see. So this originated on 11/02 for a tactical bag for $5.74. Did you cancel that?
No, I did not. I got a little tactical bag. I paid that in the shipping. I got a charge from 11/02 of $5.74, and then another charge for, I don't know, savings from some warehouse thing. Maybe that was a different purchase for $3.99.
Yeah, that was a warranty, that $3.99. I don't see the one that you just named before that, but I do see the $3.99 and the $67.32.
But you don't see the $5.74?
Yeah, the one at the bottom, you said $5.74. That was for the tactical bag shipping.
Right, and then the $3.99, but I have a charge for $67.32 that showed up dated on my card for November 7th.
Yes, sir. So that's the membership. That $5.74 that you paid was a welcoming gift. And if you didn't cancel it before it came out, you would have been entered into the membership. So that $67 is a membership that carries a $125 gift card voucher for our Factory Direct Savings Club.
Oh, God. So that would see, how many people does this company catch with that? Because I didn't see anything about that. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have purchased it.
Yeah, so it would have been under where you put your credit card information in. It's a little box that asks you to agree to the terms and conditions. That's where it would have been for you to know that if you didn't cancel, that you would receive that membership. Now, again, you should have received a voucher in your email for the Factory Direct Savings Club. That's the membership for the Factory Savings Club. It's a gadget store where you can purchase discounted gadgets.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to have to purchase something to offset that charge, and I have a gift certificate for.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to purchase anything. I mean, that's given to you each month until you cancel the membership. So you should have had it in your email. Now that's yours to spend whenever you feel the need to. It is. It doesn't expire, and even if you cancel out everything today, you still would have that in your email.
Okay, so I'm presuming that this is an annual membership.
It's a monthly membership.
I want to cancel it right away,
Okay.
please.
I will get that started for you.
And then I'll call my credit card company back and tell them that that I'll pay the amount.
Okay. Let's see. I'm working on that right
I'm
now.
usually pretty careful about reading those, and I must have missed that.
Yeah, unfortunately, but it's a good deal when you think about it, because I've been on the online, and I'm not just telling you that because I'm a customer service rep. I've actually went on to that Factory Direct Savings Club because a lot of our customers do have that membership, and it has a lot of little gadgets and things that you can use over the house or outside. So
that may be true, but $67 and change a month is way out of my budget.
You know, you can get 120. You're going to get that every month. Like it just keeps coming. They keep coming every month until you cancel. You will get that $125. So I mean, you would still be able to purchase at any time, and you should have received one in your email. I don't know why you haven't received. A lot of our customers have not been.
I may have received it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to. Oh yeah, here it is. Your discount coupon, but. It means that, but I have to. I'm going to have to. This charge is for $67.32 every month.
Yeah,
I
you canceling now, so
yeah.
You don't have to worry about future. But that right there, you can use at any time; it doesn't expire.
So it won't sign me up again for memberships
use
it.
Mm-mm. You are complete. I'm canceling out anything and any future charges as we speak.
So I have the certificate is for $200, it says.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. That's a lot. That's more than what I thought it was.
So I should just go on their site and use it.
Yeah,
that's
you can
kind
use
of what
it.
You're recommending. Well, you're so sweet. I really appreciate your advice and information on this.
Yeah, I mean, you utilize it. You're paying for the membership. It's already been canceled as we speak. I'm canceling it. And that's free money. The $200, buy whatever you want on there. And have it shipped to you. It's not going to be an extra charge or anything. And you don't have to spend it all now. You can wait because stuff is uploaded to that Factory Direct Savings Club all the time. So you just might come across something you might like. And they're pretty reasonable. It's at a discounted price.
Okay. Well, thank you. I do appreciate you letting me know that.
I
will try to remember to keep an eye on that and use that $200. And you say that it's free shipping too.
Well, that goes towards whatever you purchase when you purchase from them. That's yours. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I wish that I could get on. I guess I would have to do it, like regular money. But then I could sign up for the membership. But then I don't know how to sign up for the membership. It actually comes through, like, if you – that technical bag is like a gift. So you start out with that, and it may be another one because we have a lot of them. Some people have the drone. That drone is awesome. I really want one of those for $9.97. Yeah, but it's not on the Factory Direct, but that's what start like what you got, the technical bag. So
right.
That drone, I would like to have that drone, though. Like, my son loves drones.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and so, you know.
What? I think I need to do an age check on you because your voice does not sound like a 70. You know what? Mm-mm.
Well, I'll tell you, I have four daughters, so I guess I'm lucky to be alive.
You do not sound like you're, I don't know, whatever you're eating or whatever you're taking, can I have some? So it'll make me feel like
I'll
that.
Tell you what, is people ask me when I'm going to retire, and I tell them never. I still work and full time, and, you know, when they peel my face off my keyboard, I guess
you
that's
know what?
I'm going to retire. that keeps this is what keeps you alive, I think. You know, I've had people I know who retire and they're dead in 2 years. So,
yeah, that keeps you busy, keeps your body moving, keeps you motivated. Not just sitting at home waiting on the mailman, huh?
Nope. And plus, I need to work. You know, I need the money. So
yeah,
you know,
we all do.
You know, I'm old. It is what it is. And but I got all my four girls through college, so I'm still paying.
Great job. Great job.
Yeah.
At least they went. At least they went.
Yeah.
Some don't go.
No, some don't go, and, you know, that's okay. That's okay if you don't go to school, so long as you have a work ethic and you go out and work hard,
mm-hmm.
you can do well if you do that, you know?
Yes, that's true. Well, Mr. Robert, I have canceled out that. You will not receive any more charges from us about that, and I've got that information into the system so that you won't receive any other – you won't even receive another one of those gift card vouchers. The one you got, enjoy it, and I've got a confirmation to cancel for you, okay?
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to write this down. This is the membership cancellation. Confirmation number. Okay, go ahead. It's LaToya, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, you say, sir, I look over my shoulder for my dad. So.
You're so funny. But that's just respect. I was raised that way.
Yeah, me too, you know.
Yeah.
So it's the confirmation.
Say again. 262.
262.
481.
481.
163.
163.
And that's that guarantee that there will be no future charges.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate your time, and I respect the job that you're doing. I know how hard it can be because you're often dealing with angry people, and that's always been a pet peeve of mine. How come you're angry at the person that's trying to help you? They didn't cause your problem. Be courteous, polite.
And I understand. I've been on the other side of this phone, and trust me, I have been very angry, not to clown or cut up, but the people that I've talked to made the experience so pleasant that even though I wasn't able to get my money back, or it was a valid charge, I still was like, well, she was really nice. It's bad when you're already upset and then you get a customer service rep that is nasty, you know, or not understanding or empathetic of what you're going through.
Correct.
So that's what I deal with on a daily basis. And I understand that I am not the issue. I did not cause the problem. I just want to try to resolve it for you.
And you did for me. And I appreciate that, LaToya, or Miss LaToya. I want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much. And you, thank you so much for calling customer support. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much.
No, I try not to. But thanks
I'm
again
definitely
going to
eat a lot. I can't wait. I've been starving all week, so I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to be fat.
It's the leftovers that I look forward to.
All right. You take care and have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.